Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, welcome to Everyday Miracles. We're coming to you live on the Transformation Network, and we're here to open your mind to unlimited possibilities today, just like we do every Thursday at this time. I am your host, Candace McClain. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a high energy show for you. We're going to be talking about the 9 intense experiences and why they are so essential to achieve what you most want in your career, in your relationships, your finances, your health, as well as all those other key aspects of life. So we're going to have visionary and author Brian Vaisley joining us to show us how to move out of the mundane and to create a life full of energy and passion and especially intensity. Now, I was thinking about this earlier. How many experiences in your life would you consider to be intense in a good way? I mean, probably the first things that'll come to mind are all those great firsts in life, like riding your bike as a kid without the training wheels for the first time. I'm going through this with my kids now, so I know it's so exciting for them. Falling in love for the first time, graduating maybe, landing your first big job, or maybe it's the birth of your child, whatever it is. But do we actually always need a major life event in order to have an intense experience? So does something always need to happen to us? Or can we begin to engage and draw in more intense experiences in our day-to-day lives? Well, today, Brian is going to set us up for some intense experiences of the very best kind, of course. His latest book is called The 9 Intense Experiences, an action plan to change your life forever. And today he's going to share some of that action plan with us. So even starting today, just by listening to this show, you can start creating that exciting, meaningful life full of intense experiences starting now. And as always, I want to invite you to be part of this conversation. So if you have any questions for me or for Brian, or you just want to share your intense experience, you can contact us throughout the show via our instant feedback form. Of course, you just need to go to www.transformationtalkradio.com and you'll see the instant feedback form on the right. So tell us your thoughts. And again, that website is www.transformationtalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Well, let me tell you a bit about our special guest today. If you have not heard the name Brian Vaisley, watch out is all I have to say, because Brian is changing lives everywhere that he goes. In fact, today, he's considered a rising star among the new generation of life transformation visionaries. Brian is the founder and the editor-in-chief of IntenseExperiences.com, which is one of the world's most popular personal growth websites out there. And it's also home of the Live Deeper weekly newsletter. And I understand that this newsletter has grown so immensely. It has tens of thousands of subscribers right now. But Brian is with us today because he has what I think is a very intriguing approach to healing. And what I love about his work is Brian helps us to understand ourselves even better. So to get past this persona we've created, past the complacency, maybe to get to the essence of who we are and to live life more fully and intensely. But the best part about it is that Brian makes it fun. He guides people on an enlightening journey within themselves. And he knows how to do this. And he knows how to facilitate a very deep, positive, and lasting change for you. And Brian is the author and creator of several wildly popular books, articles, videos, and seminars online, which I'm sure he'll talk to us about today. He is a coach to businesses and individuals everywhere everywhere, and he's a very powerful live speaker. And who knows, he just may be influencing some powerful changes in your life, even here during this hour today. We're so delighted to have him here. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi, Candace. Thank you. You did such an inspiring job there that I think this interview is done. It's all right there. So thanks for having me on, and have a great day. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for having me on and for that wonderful introduction.
Thank you. Thank you. As I was saying to you there before we came on air, doing this show, I'm always taking notes when I'm reading books. And when I started reading yours, I just completely forgot to do that. I just got so lost in the book. And that just speaks to how powerful it is. But Brian, I have to tell you, without reading the book, when I first heard that term, intense experiences, it really made me think of, I'd have to say, like a roller coaster ride. A lot of ups and downs and highs and lows. So maybe we can start with, how do you define intense experiences, and how does living that way change lives?
Absolutely. The title, the nine intense experiences, or the intense experiences itself, it's a make you look, kind of name. And it's interesting you brought that up, because I get feedback from people. Some right away take to what is meant by that. Others wonder if it means something like scaling Mount Everest, or taking a world cruise. And that is not what intense experiences are. What intense experiences are, in essence, are these transformational experiences that actively can happen to us every single day without turning our lives upside down in, any way, shape, or form. In other words, they throughout the book, perhaps you can attest to, but these things are not monumental. They don't cost money. They don't, take up a bunch of time. And these are presented to us every single day to do. We just don't see them, occurring in front of our our face anymore, largely because we get so caught up, especially in this day and age where, we value certain things like work all the time, and going faster and faster and getting more stuff done, quote, end quote. We're largely all caught in this mindset to some extent, some more than others. That is not necessarily the recipe for a happy, healthy, and truly deeply successful life, though. So intense experiences, in short, again, are these transformational things that you can do, no matter who you are, where you're at, that lift you and open your eyes. It's really a lot, Candace, about awareness. There's kind of a two-step process to all these experiences, these intense experiences. And the first part is always just creating this greater sense of awareness, this know thyself aspect, so that when you're involved in these intense experiences, which happen, yes, to be enjoyable in different, definitions of that word, that happen to be very interesting, intriguing, enjoyable, even if they only last, 30 seconds or a minute, as some of these may. The first part is always this awareness, this greater awareness that they draw to ourselves because we are choosing to actively engage. And then the second part are the actual transformations that can occur inside of us. And I don't want to jump ahead in this interview. I'm so excited to talk about it, obviously.
No, that's great.
That's meant by intense experiences, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so really this is about kind of moving away from complacency and actively living in the moment and getting away from that, the B word. I call it the B word, busy. Because, yeah. And you even bring this up in the book too about how, two people are having a conversation, they run into each other, hey, how are you? And, and 9 times out of 10 the answer is, oh, I'm fine, but I'm just so busy, right? And we have this conversation about busyness rather than what's really going on in our lives, rather than what really matters. And so I love the concept of this book, and I can see how it not only transforms us, but transforms our relationships as well.
Right. Yeah, you talk about the, you know, that is kind of the mantra of our age, if you will, or one of them. And we all do it. I mean, I even find myself saying it, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I'm, you know, obviously aware. It's like a ding, a bell goes off when I find myself saying that. But, you know, for everybody listening right now, how many times have you said, if somebody says, how's it going, or how are you, or hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm great. Yeah, I'm just real busy. And we almost say this as if we're bragging about it. We're bragging in a sense of this dysfunction that we all share, as if that is that being overly busy equals doing good, you know, as if somebody's watching us, praising us, and saying, good job, instead of really living this balanced life that is balanced with these, you know, these nine areas of intense experiences. So absolutely, I'm so glad you brought that up. And again, in my work, you also brought up, almost to a T in different ways, no matter who I talk to, whether it's individually, just people in conversations, people I'm coaching, anything like that, everybody, it feels, or almost everybody, I should qualify that, almost everybody feels like they're caught in some kind of rut in this day. They're like, you know, like they know they should be feeling something more, experiencing, you know, greater happiness and joy and contentment, and it feels like it's right there, just beyond their reach. And what is in the way of that, you know? And that is the journey I went on in my life, you know, for a long time now, well over a decade. I spent creating this particular book.
Well, Brian, you know what? We're actually going to move to a break, but I would love for you to tell the story about how you came to write this book, because you have a very interesting story with a lot of challenges along the way that you've had to overcome, and I think that's really inspirational for everyone to hear. So when we come back, Brian's going to share his story. He's going to share some of the nine intense experiences and transformations from his book, and he's even going to give us some exercises and some steps so we can begin to clear through what he calls the rust and the crust that's holding us down. All this and more when we return.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. We're speaking with Brian Vaisley today, author of The 9 Intense Experiences, An Action Plan to Change Your Life Forever. And before the break there, Brian was talking to us about, you know, it's all about becoming aware, creating that awareness of who you are and where you're at in your life every day, creating that awareness, and then the transformations will follow. And as I mentioned, Brian has written this incredible book that really is an action plan with all the exercises and steps you need to take. But before we kind of launch into that, Brian, if listeners want to get in touch with you or kind of learn more about your book or your coaching and seminars and the different things you do, where can they go to find that information?
Well, thanks for asking that. The best place is intenseexperiences.com. There's multiple sites out there, but that's the best site. They go to the Contact Us button on the site if they have any specific inquiries for me. You already noted kindly, the newsletter there, which is free, and they can sign up for that, which will keep, there's a lot of inspirational, informational, great stuff that comes out in the newsletter. And I also, periodically update in terms of where I'm going to be speaking and things of that nature as well. So intense experience.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect, perfect. Now, Brian, you understand, you know, what it is to live this way now, to be aware, and you have experienced many transformations, but you've also experienced the other side of all of that. So what have been some of those challenges you've experienced along the way that sort of nudged you in this direction to eventually create the 9 experiences, 9 intense experiences?
Right. I have had a life, like many people, many people would say this about themselves. I've had a life full of a lot of challenges, especially earlier on in my life. I've been, I've been briefly on welfare. I've been bankrupt. I have, grew up with, a father who was brilliant and, earlier years, very kind man, but spoke 7 languages fluently, but he became very abusive, was an alcoholic for years there. And, that was at a young age, that I dealt with a lot of that. At the age of 20, I became a father myself to a girl I'd only known for 4 months, simultaneous to my father dying a very slow death, after 10 years and a lot of unresolved issues with my father. And that, in that relationship, for anybody, by the way, listening, who had any kind of challenges, no matter what your age, if you're 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, with one or both parents, I had a wonderful mother, and I have a wonderful mother, but a lot of challenges with, my father in my life. And this book, that's one of the underlying themes, a very subtle theme going on underneath there, as I'm sure you already know, Candace. But those types of challenges, they kept occurring and occurring in my life. A lot of hardship, almost foreclosed on a home. I can go on and on, actually.
Mm-hmm.
From this perspective, I must say that I'm actually grateful for these experiences. Now, I lost some close, friends as well, and I, of course, wish they were still on this earth. But aside from that, everything I ever went through in my life, I'm grateful for. Beyond grateful, it helped to create the awareness and prompt the big questions that created the intense experiences idea, the whole philosophy, which, as you kindly mentioned, is just really caught on with people, and it helped to create this book, The 9 Intense Experiences, which I call my magnum opus. It's like the culmination of all of my work. And how did it do that? Well, that personal set of experiences on my part, plus some major mass tragedies, particularly the events of 9/11. During that 9/11, I watched, and two things happened. And this is particularly relevant, of course, right now with Bin Laden and all that going on.
Sure.
I saw two things happen in United States, at least. Yes, people got very angry and wanted revenge, and there was that fear side of things. But on the flip side, there was something beautiful out of that very dark cloud. For a while, at least, people realized, my God, you know, those were our family, our friends. That could have been any of us on those planes and in those buildings. And they valued the preciousness of life much more for a while, and they held their loved ones tighter. They asked bigger questions. They thought, you know, I saw people just talking to neighbors who never would talk to neighbors before, at least for a while. Unfortunately, I kind of saw that then start to fade away again, and things like Britney Spears became super important in the world again when they weren't for a while. But that prompted big questions in me, this combination of that mass event, that mass tragedy, and all these you know, little challenges, or not so little, you know, from my perspective, but in my personal life. And that question you kind of alluded to was this: is it only these negative intense experiences, as I put them, these negative experiences that kick us in the butt and force us to wake up? Is that how, as adults, we must live our lives? We wait for the time till we get cancer and overcome, or try to overcome cancer, and suddenly have the realization that so many people who are fighting and who survive cancer have, which is, my goodness, life is short, and I'm going to go after what really matters. The people I love, I'm going to pay much closer attention to, my biggest dreams and goals. But it seems like in this society to me, that was what, you know, the only thing these days prompting people is when they finally got kicked really hard in the butt, so to speak, by these negative experiences in their personal life or on a mass scale, then it realigned them to what really matters. And my question was, is it only, do we have to wait for these tragedies to happen? The answer, long story short, after years of research and work, was no. We can, they're there every single day. These positive intense experiences are there for us every single day that will have the same effect, that will keep us reminded of what really matters in our lives, that will keep the what I call the rust and crust that takes us down avenues where we get complacent and get caught in these ruts that I was talking about, that keeps that clear, that keeps us high energy, focused on our goals and dreams, clear on what really matters to us. And that is these nine intense experiences in short.
And so we've all been through this where we feel we're in a rut. You know, we're not really moving forward. Or then if you take a step forward, it's like two steps back. We've all kind of been there. And, I mean, what do you think that is about? I mean, sometimes it's just hard luck, or we just have to wait. But is there a sense that, are we just so afraid to make mistakes? Are we so afraid that we might mess up so that we end up settling for mediocrity?
Oh, yes. Well, mediocrity, you know, if it's nothing else, it's safe, you know, but only in a small sense. It really isn't safe when you look at your life, when you step back with that third eye, that, you know, looking back on yourself and look at, you know, the fact that your life is short and precious and every day does count. Mediocrity is not so safe, but we don't often have that self-aware perspective. We get, you know, we get lost in what I call this rust and crust, and, you know, it builds up inside of us. I mean, listen, you know, so many people go seeking the answers in pills and products out there, and the car and the bigger house, you know, or even $1 million, as if that's going to change their lives. And then some of them may, in fact, hit the target of getting that million, but they're the same person, and now they want $10 million and $100 million, and they stay miserable in that pursuit. It's not. We lack for nothing. We have everything we need to be as happy as we glimpse ourselves being sometimes. We have everything we need to be that happy inside of us. We have everything we need to have remarkably wonderful relationships with the people we love, the people that are already around us, or finding those new people. We have all that. It's not something we have to hunt down on the outside. The real issue is clearing through the clutter, the rust and crust, again, that builds up inside of us from living a life based on fear, guilt, anger that go unresolved. And that's precisely what these, you know, delving into these, by the way, fun, interesting, you know, nine areas of experience can do for people. You know, these are not, you know, inventions. The fact of the matter is, I'm not inventing anything here. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm bringing forward nine areas of experience, the key areas of experience that for most of human history throughout almost every culture in the world gave supreme importance to these nine areas of experience. They are a part and parcel to their cultural traditions, to individual traditions, but in this day and age, Candace, we have pretty much abandoned giving these nine areas of experience the time and the attention and the worth that they deserve. And again, that's kind of ironic because they happen to be fun and enjoyable. It's not like they're work and that they hurt or anything. They're actually cool, interesting, you know, fun sorts of things. So, you know, it's because of this value system that's built up, you know, go faster, 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 work harder, 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 get more stuff done. If people step back and look, you know, if they, again, can look at their lives on a daily basis and they were really honest with themselves, they would see that they're caught in this pattern, many people, of mediocrity or worse. If they could track what they do on a daily basis and then add it up over weeks, which add up to months, which add up to years, they could see that, you know, it's work, 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 and then they come home, and many people collapse in front of the computer, and not in front of your website or my website, but in front of, you know, things that make them paranoid, right. Or they collapse in front of the TV, and then it's off to bed, rinse, wash, and repeat 5 days a week, and then on the weekends, let's run a bunch of errands to get stuff done, and where is the living? Where is the nurturing of the spirit and all of that? You know, that's what these nine intense experiences are about.
That's beautiful. And you know, and the other thing you bring up in the book too, and you kind of touched upon it here. I mean, yeah, we're busy and then, but we spend the rest of our time, you know, watching TV, going shopping, you know, buying things that we think are going to make us feel better, that instant gratification. And it is nice to have things. There's nothing wrong with that. But then once we have that thing, it's like, then that's not enough. We need something bigger and we need something more. So we're going to go to a quick break here right now. But when we come back, we are going to discuss these intense experiences. Brian's going to share his breakthrough exercises to get you on track to thriving rather than merely surviving. And Brian's also going to share a fantastic giveaway for all of our listeners today. More when we return. Stay tuned.
Waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Everyday Miracles, and I have Brian Vaisley here with me today. We're discussing the 9 intense experiences, an action plan to change your life forever. Also, I want to put it out there again, if you have a question or a comment, you can fill out our instant feedback form at www.transformationtalkradio.com, and I can read your question or comment on the air. So we're going to launch right into these intense experiences now, and they really are so very unique and very profound in their own way. And I think if you go out and read this book, you know, certain ones will appeal to certain people more. That's what I'm assuming. That's how I think this is going to work. But one of my favorites, Brian, is how you start off the book with the journey back to Neverland. I'd love for you to share what that is.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a reason that one comes first, actually. So I call it the journey back to Neverland, and as many people at least will identify with that, Neverland is this place in Peter Pan, the book and the movie and the play that you know is this magical place that, without going deep into it, basically represents, you know, boundless imagination and you know, childhood and awe and wonder. And that's precisely what this experience is about. If I was to sum it up in more boring terms, if you will, I'd say, you know, this is about playing as an adult. And most adults today don't play nearly enough. And that I cannot repeat enough. Most adults today don't play nearly enough. That is what intense experience number one is about in super summary form. Let me delve into that a little bit here. We all, you know, have a little bit of fun in our lives. I hope we all do, everybody listening. But even in this day and age, again, when people do, they feel a sense of guilt, like this is second fiddle to work. Great example of that. You will go on vacation in this day and age, and anybody, you know, perhaps 40 or older can remember when this was different, but you go on vacation in this day and age, and so many people are not on vacation. They are still sitting there with their noses buried in their computer screen, checking emails or on their cell phone. They're still, quote-unquote, getting stuff done. There's this great sense of guilt. A lot of parents feel this, too, when they, you know, let go and have a good time in life. But this is as important as it gets in life. If you really want a key secret to being more productive, to getting, you know, your greatest goals done, honestly, to making more money, if you want to, you know, pare it down to that, anything in your life, the biggest secret that I can give you is to make sure you prioritize play highly in your life. And that is the long and short of the journey back to Neverland. Now, that said, it's easy to hear something in theory like that, but what this book is really about is doing action. You know, an action plan, as you said, to change your life is the subtitle of the 9 intense experiences. Because we hear so much in theory, and a lot of people may be nodding their head, you know, out there like, yeah, that makes sense right now. But what might happen here is, if they're listening at home or in their car or online, wherever you're listening to Candace's show, you might shut it off, be inspired for 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, you know, and that's wonderful, but then, you know, you may forget and get caught right back into that rut in your life. So to me, it was extremely important to give people these exercises, Candace, that you pointed out, are pretty much the highlight of the book, that actually drive home the power of these experiences for people and make it a permanent part of them so they can't forget. You know, and if you want me to share, you know,
I'd love that. Yeah.
Fun exercises. Yeah. Okay. From the journey back to Neverland is basic. This is as basic as it gets for people, but I'll explain it. I really would love everybody right now, except for those people driving, perhaps get up. They can get up and dance. just dance like a fool, or you can bang a drum, bang a desk that you're standing in front of. Do something with your body physically, you know, that your body is not used to doing. This is not about exercise and, you know, Richard Simmons and getting, you know, that's all important too, but this is simply about having fun, moving your body, getting your body moving in a different way than it's used to. What this does, the reason this is the very first exercise and the very first experience in the book, which takes people in different directions, you know, well beyond this type of exercise, but the reason this is first is because, again, if you could look at the patterns in your life, if you could attach, and I think I say this in the book, if you could attach little diodes to your body and then watch on a screen to see the patterns in your life, the physical patterns, you'll notice a lot of the sameness. You do the same things over and over and over. You get up out of bed. You move in the same, you know, directions in your life. You move through your kitchen. You move to your shower, into the car, off to work, you know, through your work. And every day you're repeating the same pattern over and over and over. Well, that is a way your body is driving your mind down into a rut. So periodically dancing like a fool, busting it open, I call it, you know, which is rapper song, T.I. is the rapper, bust it open. If you have to close your door, go ahead and close your door if you're embarrassed that other people are going to see, but close your door no matter what kind of music you like. I encourage people on a routine basis, even if it's for 5 minutes, just to jam up the music that you love and dance like a fool, or bang, you know, whatever represents drums to you, you know, box tops, real drums, whatever you got. So that's one powerful exercise right there.
Okay, I'm there with you. I'm doing it right now.
No, I'm up. That's why I'm okay. Like I'm out of breath. I can't help but do it when I talk about it.
Okay, that's a great one. And just to, you know, just be like a child again and just go out and have fun. And kids will do that. They'll just play and they'll dance and twirl all over the place. And it's important to get in touch with that, because I think that helps to make us more creative and like you said, more productive in a lot of ways too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you brought up children, and children, we all have had these active, intense experiences in our lives as children. Now, and I studied a lot of truly successful people, meaning happy people, people whether they made millions of dollars or they're not making much at all, but they're satisfied in their life. And what they retain are these, not all of these, but at least some of these nine intense experiences, almost all of them retain this one experience, this prevalence, this prioritization of play in their life. They value it. They realize its extreme importance. They're the people who, you know, they walk into a room and they just light up that room. And if you could follow them around in their life, you'll see they're playing a lot. Even if they're working hard, they're playing a lot.
Yeah. And this is kind of an aside, but this is something I noticed too. I think a lot of kids nowadays are having to grow up too quickly. You know, there's a lot of expectations on them. I was at soccer practice there with my kids one time, and I heard, you know, one of the parents talking to another parent and you know, about how his son was on this rigorous schedule. You know, when he got home from school, okay, he had this long to do his homework, then he had to go to piano lessons, and then he had to do this, and then the next day it was, you know, this poor child didn't really have time to just play. And so I'm starting to see a bit of that theme, which concerns me too. Are you noticing that?
Oh, in a big way. You know, that's certainly, I'm a parent. You know, I have a stepdaughter and a son. They're older now, you know, off to college. But I really tried to stay vigilant in letting them be children. Yes, we are patterning our own, you know, go, faster, faster, get more stuff done, fill your day with so-called productive activity onto our children. Well, that's not productive at all. I mean, it's really like driving a car nonstop. You know, I hate to make such a comparison, but it's the best one that came to mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of realizing you have to, you know, let your car rest and a car needs gas, and, you know, so maybe a poor metaphor, but, you know, people get the idea. We need balance in all of these experiences. It's not all about go, go, go. And my goodness, certainly as children, they need time. The most learning occurs. This is all, there's a lot of, you know, science underlying, you know, the Nine Intense Experiences book that, you know, I didn't want to bore it with that, but it's in there, you know, the research and stuff. And this is, you know, very proven. Children's greatest learning comes through play. not the schoolwork that they're doing. I highly value school. I don't want to give that impression, but it's playing, the exploration, the freedom. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening can remember their own childhood. You learned more, you know, out and about when you were running free, you know, learning about romance and with that first kiss. You brought up, you know, these wonderful firsts that we have, and you know, playing with our friends and all that. Just realize and remember yourself. How wonderful, how freeing, how exciting that was. Those are intense experiences. Of course, we all know inherently this is what's very important to let children do. But yes, we're driving, you know, it worries me too, what you're talking about.
Well, in a moment here, we're going to move to another break. But I just want to sort of introduce the next intense experience that we're going to discuss. And this was another one. Oh, this one was pretty profound for me, too. The one that you call Dive Deeper Into Your Blood. And this one is all about determining your role in the family script. And after the break, Brian, I'd love for you to explain how this works and maybe even talk a little bit about what your role was in your family growing up. I can definitely see it in my family for sure. You know, I was the baby in my family, or I am the baby, and there's a huge age gap between me and my siblings. So, you know, they're 15, 19, and 20 years older than me. So I've always been the baby, and they always see me that way. So, you know, almost like it doesn't matter how hard I work. I'm still the baby, and you know, I'm still spoiled, and everything comes to me.
Yep.
So after the break, I'd love for you to talk more about that, because I think we really are affected by this family script and the role that we play. So please, everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back after these messages. And we'll have more with Brian Vaisley.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Candace McLean, and my very special guest today is Brian Vaisley. And we're talking about the 9 intense experiences today. I really encourage you to go to his website, www.intenseexperiences.com. And there's some great information there. You can find out all about Brian, all about his book, all about what's coming up in his world, and sign up for his newsletter. You're going to get some great information in that as well. Well, before the break, we were talking about diving deeper into your blood. So, Brian, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit more about what that means and to even share what your role was in your family growing up.
Sure, sure. So you're bringing up, it's called exercise 4 within Dive Deeper Into Your Blood. And there's about 7 to 10 exercises per each of the 9 intense experiences. And, Candace, you're referring to intense experience number 2, which is Dive Deeper Into Your Blood. And that sounds interesting or maybe a little strange to some, but what that means is, you know, what I discovered, again, through all of my research, through working with everyone in from neuroscience on the scientific side all the way to the, you know, so a lot of the gurus and, you know, spiritual leaders and different people, and then just really paying attention to the world, is that we are stretching ourselves really, really thin when we're born to go deep. And what I mean by that is in our relationships, right now we value, in this day and age in society, we place this great emphasis on having 4,000 Facebook friends, on having all these different points of contact, and you know, media, the mass media, you know, lauds it if it's something really wonderful that we can, you know, reach more people than ever. Not a bad thing unto itself, but the problem is that we have sacrificed going deep into relationships with one another. And I cite the research of a University of Chicago neuroscientist, very well known, who became a friend of mine through this research, who notes that there's a loneliness epidemic going on in the world today. People feel more lonely, alone, inside themselves, you know, islands than ever before. Even though we have this great, you know, ability to contact so many people, we're not talking about deep things that really matter, even with our own spouses, by and large, even with our best friends, with our mothers, our children. We're not going deep with people like we used to. We had to in different ages because we were so much, you know, on whether we worked side by side on farms and small towns and tribes, we all lived much closer together. This age pulls us apart. And so inside our own homes, we don't even know the people that we love and care about at a deep level. And that's what this entire experience is about diving deeper into your blood, into your relations that really matter to you, that you already have, and how to do that, and why it's so critical if you want to feel wonderful and achieve everything you know you're meant to achieve and have that depth that you, we're social creatures, to have that depth in your relationships. This intense experience number 2 is so crucial. So I'm so glad you pulled that one out for conversation here. Now you're referring to determine your character in the family script. Yes. What that exercise is about, and it's a pretty profound one, is indeed we can live so much of our entire lives in a script that was placed on us almost in our youth. And it's not a bad thing. Mom and dad didn't mean something bad by it necessarily, or, you know, your high school friends, you know, wherever you got it. It's nobody's to blame. None of this is about blame. But it's about taking a close look at your life when you were young and saying, what was the script that I was kind of given? You know, and most of us were given some form or another of a script. Was I the black sheep? Was I the smart one? Was I the funny one? Was I the fat kid? Was I the loner? You know, was I the comedian? I think I already said the funny one. You know, whatever it might be, take a close look go backwards and look at your life and say, what was the script that I was given in my family, in the halls of the grade school and the elementary school and high school? What was the role that I was given, and have I been to some extent trying to stay within that script for the remainder of my life at the expense of all the rest of me that is there? This is a profound experience, because a lot of times when I've taken people through the work that you'll find in the book, The Nine Intense Experiences here, when I've done one-on-one coaching with people, they realize, my God, I have been trying to stay in the script of being the smart one my entire life at the expense of my funny side, my free side, my laid-back side, or whatever it may be, or I've been trying to be the funny one, and I have a serious side. That's the core of what this is about, is freeing yourself from those bounds. You still may be smart. You still may be a loner to some extent, but not alone necessarily. You still may be funny, but this is a way of expanding to who you really are, not the role that you were given.
Yeah, and you can see this too in families where, you have a good friend and you know them really well, but then once they're around their family, they're different. They act differently, and they're not even necessarily aware of it. It's just very interesting to watch. But I want us to move on, because I know we don't have a lot of time left. So really quickly, Brian, I'm going to let you highlight the next intense experience. Just choose one that's important to you to discuss with our listeners today.
Sounds great. All nine are really important, really,
They are, I know.
Yes, but what comes to mind is the one that's so different, that really turns heads, I suppose, is called Embrace Death and Dance the Night Away. Embrace Death and Dance the Night Away. What can be a long story with that, shorter, is that all societies throughout all time in history, of course, people in them have feared death. Fear of death, the great unknown, it's a natural thing. Exclusive, though, to at least Western society and exclusive to our modern age, we are in denial of it. And I can go into many reasons. The book delves into some key reasons for that, but we are in great denial of death. We turn our back from it. We hide it away. Whereas in other societies throughout the world, third world countries still today, and societies in the past throughout history, death was everywhere. It was in the house next door, and you made a ritual of visiting the person that was dying, even if you didn't really know them well. Sometimes it was right there in the street in small towns. Every day you passed by the cemetery, you couldn't deny it. Today we're in our cars behind these walls, and we're driving everywhere. Even if we're walking, it's a very sanitary environment where death is tucked away in hospitals and behind, hospice walls and things like that. It's almost a shame. It's a greater taboo topic than sex or money or anything, is this topic of death to people. It's almost like there's this shame. And when someone we care about is dying, it's a very closed thing that only the closest, people to that all discuss in very hushed tones. It's almost like we're ashamed. But it's going to happen. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news here, but unless a scientific miracle happens, it's going to happen to all of us. Instead,
so, Brian,
if you embrace it, it could be a wonderful thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what is one of your best exercises, would you say? What can you share with our listeners to help them embrace the idea of death a little bit better, if that's possible?
Oh, yes, yeah. And again, so it's embracing death in a positive way, realizing it's there, can make us actually cherish life more, and a great exercise for that. Again, I think there's 9 or 10 there, and those are profound, but a great one for that is to sit down and just write your own eulogy. Sounds strange to people, but imagine what you want people to say about you at your funeral. Pick any person. What would you ideally want somebody to say about you on that hopefully distant day for all of us when it's your funeral? By creating your own eulogy, you will sit there, you'll write, even if it's a paragraph or two said about you, you can realize, my God, these are the things I want said about me. The things that I value the most will come out there. What the greatest achievements I've done are, what people thought about me. And then the big question when you write down your own eulogy is, am I doing the things that will lead to that? Am I aligning? Are my actions aligned with what I want to be, with what I want to really achieve? Or am I going off and getting distracted by, TV shows or this endless to-do list that doesn't really matter 9 out of 10 items on the list, you know? So I'd say that that's a really powerful experience for people.
Wonderful.
That's the point. That's
yeah,
the point.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And, Brian, I really want to thank you for being on the show today and sharing your intense experiences with us. I wish you fantastic success with this book.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And if you're interested in learning more about Brian and his work, you can visit his website at www.intenseexperiences.com. And Brian does have an amazing giveaway. I'll quickly tell you what it is. It's the 23 Most Powerful Secrets to Be Happy ebook, which is a collection of Brian's most popular and life-changing work. Just go to his website and sign up on the homepage. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. We'll see you back here next week for another Everyday Miracles.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.